I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice series. I think it's fairly obvious that it would be foolish for anyone in today's political climate to make any political predictions. But I couldn't help from wondering, can there be any halachic significance? Would there be any halachic ramifications if a Jew would be elected to be the president of the United States? And I thought of the Gemara in today's daf, Brachos daf Nun Ches. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph says, Haroi Malcha Yisrael, someone sees a Jewish king, Omer Baruch Shecholak Mikvodu Liyareyav. The Gemara continues, Malcha Umos Olam, if someone sees a non-Jewish king, Omer, you should say, Baruch Shenasa Mikvodu Lebas Vedam. So the Gemara is introducing to us the concept of making a bracha upon seeing a king. And the Gemara makes a distinction between whether you're seeing a Jewish king or whether you're seeing a non-Jewish king. And this Gemara is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Chof Dalet, Sifches, but its application is not so simple, because there's a lengthy discussion in the poskim about whether this bracha that the Gemara says referring to a king can be applied to a democratically elected leader. And that is because typically a leader who is elected has constraints to his power. He can't do whatever he wants, as opposed to a king who really has total control over his country. But there certainly are significant poskim who assume that you can make a bracha on such a leader, and specifically the President of the United States. That is based on the idea that ultimately people's lives are in his hands, because he has the ability to pardon people who would have been killed. And therefore, according to those poskim, according to those opinions that you are able to make this bracha on the President of the United States, does this bracha change if the President would be a Jew? The Gemara made a distinction to whether you have a Jewish king or a non-Jewish king. And I found a similar question was really addressed by the Chuvas Shoel Benishal. He asks whether this idea that you make a specific bracha on a Jewish king, is that only if he's a Jewish king over a Jewish country? Or is it based on the individual, whether the king himself, whether the leader himself is a Jew, irrespective of whether the country, the nation in which he is leading, is Jewish or not? And he assumes that it's really based on the individual. It doesn't make a difference whether the country is a non-Jewish country. As long as the king himself is a Jew, the bracha that the Gemara says about the Jewish king should be recited. But it's still necessary to analyze the language of the bracha. What is the text of the bracha? What is the difference between that which bracha that we recite on a Jewish king and the bracha that we recite on a non-Jewish king? On a Jewish king, we say, Shecholak mikvodo liyareyav, that God divided. God gave a portion of his own honor, the Arayos, to those who fear him. While on the non-Jewish king, we say, Shenasan mikvodo. God gave away honor. God gave honor, libas of Adam, to flesh and blood. And the question is whether this bracha, the text that we say on a Jewish king, Shechalak mikvodo liarayov, can actually be recited on a non-observant Jew. The Kaf HaChaim, and so Simon Reish Chof Dalet quotes from the Sefer Yofel Alev that writes that if you have a Melech Rasha, if you have a king like Achav, if you have a king like Yeravam, you certainly can't say, you can't describe him as a God-fearing king. You can't call him Yereyav. And therefore, instead of saying the typical bracha that you say on a Jewish king, Shecholak Mikvodu Yereyav, you should recite the bracha that you say on a non-Jewish king, Shenasa Mikvodu Lebasar Vadam. But interestingly, the Rishash in the back of the Gemara on today's daf on this Gemara seems to argue on this Kaf HaChaim. He explains that throughout Jewish history, most of the Jewish kings weren't good people. They weren't God-fearing people. But still the Gemara says, Malcha Yisrael, you should say, Shecholak Mikvodi Lireyev. How could you say Lireyev if they're not God-fearing? And the Rishash explains that we may not be referring to the king himself, but rather we're referring to his ancestors. And Rishash explains that it must be what schus, what merit that these wicked people, that these Rishayim have in order to become a king. It must be that their schus avos, their forefathers, schusim, enabled them to become king. Therefore, when we recite the bracha, Shechalak mikvodi liyareyav, on these kings, we're really referring to their ancestors, who were in fact God-fearing people. And I wish everyone to have a wonderful day.